Hello everyone, this is a general information again from your good old friends at the Retro Resistance. Now on YouTube there is this great little reviewer who likes to sit there and sees me as his idol, known as ZX Prattstar. Now I'm going to let you listen to his Kung Fu Master review right now, because I think it was okay.
Hello everyone, it's me, ZX Prattstar, reviewer extraordinaire, back again with another review. Now today, I'll be reviewing Kung Fu Master on the ZX Spectrum! Now as you can see, this game was converted onto the ZX Spectrum by US Gold! God damn you, US Gold! I hate you and your fucking family! That's all good in the long run. Now, after playing this game for this review, it really made me want to track down Jeff Brown, who was the president of US Gold back in the day. And you'll soon find out why. Damn you, Jeff Gold! I'm gonna find you, find your house, burn it down, and bum your cats! That's all good in the long run. The music is absolutely fucking horrible. It really makes me want to burn something down. God damn you, US Gold. I almost hate this game as much as I hate Call of Duty. God damn you, Call of Duty. The music really just grates on your ears. It's just really fucking annoying. Take that, you bad guy. Take that, you bad guys. Take that, you fucking bastards. This is what I'll do if I met the guys from US Gold. Take that, US Gold. Burn in hell, US Gold. That's all good in the long run. Anyway, that's my review of Kung Fu Master. Goodbye!
Yes, I know. He sounds like an over-hyperactive Ujima flip, but I've decided to go round his place and thank him personally for what he's done.
Fatality.
Yeah, he got his reward in the end. And just to make sure that no it didn't leave any evidence, yeah, Will's lemons came in very handy. Hello everyone and welcome back to your favourite podcast. Hey, it wouldn't be your favourite if you weren't joining and tuning in to us. Welcome to the Retro Resistance podcast. It's me, ZX Spectstar, and we've got a big podcast here for you this fortnight. Joining me is the man who wished he was Kamen Rider's love child.
Exposure's Gamer 64.
Thank you very much. We have the guy who would put a hockey mask on and pretend he was Rick from Splatterhouse.
Hi, I'm Mark 1976.
We have a special guest today who's be joining us, and he's the person who would make love to his Amiga if it had the correct connection point.
Hi, my name's Potty Boy.
All right, guys, how are you all doing?
All right.
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Mark, yeah, how have you
been? I'm all right.
Well, we're going all out for a good show today, so we're not going to mention what we're doing yet, but we told you what we was going to do last week, so if anybody remembers what it was, then you'll know what we talked about. But before we start off, let's ask the immortal question. What have we been up to? Who shall we go first? Well, actually, I'm going to flip a coin, but this is between Will and Andrew, Mr. Potty Boy. So Will, cool, heads or tails?
Heads.
It's Tails, so Potty Boy, you go first. What have you been up to, mate?
Well, I've been doing lots of shifts at work, unfortunately. unfortunately. I've also been ill as well, so been a bit rough. Apart from that, I must have been playing a bit of Duke Nukem Forever, a bit of Mortal Kombat as well. Yeah, and I've also been watching a lot of the old Go Kaiser as well.
We've tempted someone over to the Super Sentai fanboyism, and we know Will's a happy man for that one.
Yeah.
It's so
it's quite natural for me to like it anyway, because I saw Power Rangers when I was a kid, so it's interesting to see sort of like where it all sort of like originated from, if you know what I mean.
On that one. Seeing that you started playing Duke Nukem Forever, what's your opinions on it? Seeing that we live in the day and age where it's just like all modern first aid shooters.
It's pretty good, actually. I do love some of the crude humour in it.
Well, I think the others could agree with me here that the crude humour really makes the games. Wouldn't you agree, guys?
I like it where you get the shit out of the toilet and throw it at the wall and like.
Oh. I mean, one of the first things you do, in the game is you're taking a piss.
This is taking forever.
Yeah, exactly. If you actually hold it long enough, he actually finishes. That's the whole thing, but it just takes God knows how long. But the thing is, they actually made it an achievement to actually pick that turd up and throw it on the wall or something like that.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? The main screen advice is we'd really like to take ego away when you pick up the turds, but we decided to bother.
Yeah, I saw that at the start. No, it was a great game, and a lot of people didn't like it, and a lot of people turned around and said, oh, it's one of the worst games.
But it's not Modern Warfare. That's what most people say.
Yeah, I know, but like, push Modern.
Thing is, even Retro Gamer slated it.
That's when you know it's in trouble, but then again, Retro Gamer is a bit of a corporation, so...
Yeah.
We can't really put trust into those guys, so...
Well,
it's a very good magazine. Hey, Mac, have you still got that stack of magazines which Andy gave you when we went to Southend?
I gave them to you, didn't I? I only got the I have got loads of Retro Gaming magazines somewhere. I think they're in my loft. Like, I got ages and ages ago.
They're sitting there gathering cobwebs, are they?
Mm. Well, they used to be in the bathroom because that's the only time I'll read anything.
I've got loads of the older issues under my bed. So I think I was in the process of selling them to someone. Then at some point, they just didn't contact me anymore or anything. Yeah, they weren't willing to pay or anything like that. So I thought, sod you then.
Yeah, that comes to a point. I think it comes to a point of some issues. You're like, or if someone, like if GameSpot was a magazine, you wouldn't even wipe your ass with it.
OGN's a load of shit as well.
Yeah, exactly. But we're not here to bitch about those guys. Let's roll it along. Will, what have you been up to, mate?
Well, I've been reading the Walking Dead, the comic book series.
Oh, good. Did you pick up the game or not?
No, I did actually watch some of the long plays of the games. You know what Tell Games did?
Yeah.
I've been watching them. I watched the first two episodes, and they're really good long plays of them.
Mm. Well, it's a lot of things which they said about that game, though, it can differentiate for every person that plays it.
Yeah.
Because there's multiple ways to do it.
Yeah.
And your actions keep going over.
Yeah, they go over into the next episode. That's what I like about games. It's like similar to Heavy Rain. The decisions you make in that game changes the game. I just really like that.
Yeah, that was a very good thing. But hey, guess what? He had a little thing, which was it? Origination!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, oh, originality.
But it's not Modern Warfare. How can you... Oh, forget it, never mind.
Right, any time one of us mentions Modern Warfare in the podcast, from here on onwards, I'm going to hit you with a clock hammer. I swear to God. So if you want to avoid getting pounced, then avoid saying that. Right, let's move on. Malk, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Yeah, what's that?
You went to Cash Converters, didn't you?
Yeah, and I managed to get Castlevania Symphony of Night for £2.50. And it's the one with the CD and everything. And the art book, and it's in better condition than the one I've had for years.
Oh, nice.
I hate him.
I hate him as well.
I think we all hate him.
Yeah.
See, because I don't usually look at the PlayStation 1 games, but I was just having a look around because I was going to get a cheap 360 game, you know. Just any crap, really. And I noticed that with a PlayStation, and I thought, no, it can't be that. And then I picked it up, and it said £2.50. I thought, fucking hell, I'm going to buy this. And it hasn't even got a scratch on the disc. In fact, in the future, when I've sorted my camera out, I'm going to do a video on it and put it on my channel.
And Tony's going to be fully green.
It's going to be the first time his video is going to get a thumbs down.
Out of jealousy. But
I think it would be a kind of remote jealousy. So, no, I'm not really all that jealous on it. You're just a very lucky person to get hold of yourself.
Son of
this.
A bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it just goes to show, like, I mean, they rob people selling a Super Nintendo for like £80 with Street Fighter 2 Turbo. And yet,
really?
Yeah, that's how much it was. £80 with fucking Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
They probably got some wise ass there sitting there saying, oh, I know, this is actually kind of worth something. You're something like, you dick.
Yeah, it's because they're all kind of rare, don't they?
Yeah, and that's the thing, but what was it most you pay for second-hands, about £30 nowadays for a second-hand Super Nintendo?
I would have thought so, yeah. And this one, this one was in the box, they had it out of the box, and it was all yellow, like, and I know that's the plastic degrading, ain't it?
Yeah,
it's not actually like what you'd imagine, like, you know, nicotine or whatever. that stained it. It is actually the plastic, like, rotting away.
Yeah, you can imagine it nicotine. What have you been doing? I've been trying to smoke my Super Nintendo.
No, but, I mean, say, like, if you've got it in a room, at work or something, we used to have somewhere there, I can't remember what it was, I think it was a Mega Drive, and loads of people are smoking in there, then I suppose after so long, if it's in there for years, it might get stained like that. And, I mean, they are old consoles, aren't they? But it ain't actually that. It's the plastic just basically rotting away. Because Nintendo used really shitty plastic for them.
I don't think they
expected people to still, you know, play with them, like, 10, 20 years down the line when, obviously, they're obsolete.
Well, it's kind of true, because I've got my Mega Drive. I've got my Mega Drive 2 and I've got my Master System 2. There's not a shred of decay on them.
No, well, they're a better colour for a start, being black.
Yeah, exactly. So if it was starting to wear away, then it wouldn't be seen. No. So
and I was going to say what I'd actually been up to. Well, I still gave up smoking. And I'd like to say thanks to T.O. for comments on that, saying it's good that you've gave up the fags. But I'd like to say, just if there's anyone American listening, that doesn't mean anything to do with homosexuals. I've never come over a little queer. Come on, that's a good joke. That's in the office.
Oh, dear.
No, it means cigarettes, smoking.
Yeah. Mm. Some of them don't actually understand our British humour, that's the thing. or even British terminology, that's the thing. So
playing a lot of games on the Android.
Android.
The new Double Dragon, well, it's not new now, but it's new to me anyway. I didn't even know it was on the Android. I know it's been on the iPhone for ages. But I think it's pretty good. And it hasn't got bollocks like going into space like the Double Dragon Neo seems to have. It does follow the game quite well.
I was just going to say this. Where did they go from somebody going from kidnapping your girlfriend to a race into space?
Well, you're going on one of the levels. The building takes off and it's a spaceship. I don't know. I don't think they've thought it through, really. And that's the thing. Well, I don't know. It might be all right. It certainly looks better than the other one that they made that still hasn't come out.
Yeah, that probably will never come out.
I don't think it will, no.
Yeah, but you know what that is? That does beg the eternal question. Has Swainy played it?
On the iPhone? I bet he hasn't, because it's on the iPhone as well, so I would have thought he has.
Yeah, sure, he's an iPhone user.
The only thing is the touchscreen controls, but obviously that's going to be on any device like that, unless you've got one of them, I can't think what they're called. I'm getting anywhere.
I've already iPad.
Yeah, no, there's...
The little thing, the other one, the one that goes on the bottom of it, like...
The eye controller or something like that.
I've ordered one, so I should be doing a video on that as well soon.
Oh, definitely. If it works out, I want one as well, so...
Yeah, because apparently with any Android phone. And that's the other thing that's annoyed me about the Android phones. Say, like, if you want the clock radio bit for it or whatever, there's loads of them for your iPhones. There's about fucking two for the Android.
You just need to look a bit harder, that's all.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, most shops don't stock stuff for the Android, hardly at all.
No, they don't. And it's kind of strange because the Android is now the biggest, widest used operating system, and yet they still sign the prioritise over the iPhone. But that's a... We're diverting.
Yeah. Anyway, what's this Fortnite subject?
This Fortnite subject? Oh, come on, everybody, you know what it is. Mortal Kombat! Promising to do this one for a good while, haven't we?
Yeah.
I know I know a few people have been waiting for this one. So we're going to go over Mortal Kombat 1, 2, 4.
About 3.
And about 3. I said 1, 2, 4, Malk.
Oh, I thought you said 1, 2, and then made a funny noise as in 4 being shite.
Yeah. Well, we know 4 was shite. That was the old thing.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I did it once.
Yeah, I think even through what you played on MAME, it was just like, yeah. But we'll get to 4 as we come towards the end of the show. So, I'll open up the ass whooping time with the original Mortal Kombat. So the original one, what stood out for this one? Well, what we covered is you had, of course, the digitized actors and the also gruesome fatalities and the blood and everything else, which is what they try to have as a pull towards this one. So I was like, oh, look, Street Fighter isn't all this. This is real violence and various odds and ends. But before we get to the point of what each of us think, Will, you know a little story about what this game was going to be.
Yeah, originally it was meant to be a game called Bloodsport, where they were going to use Claude Van Damme. But I think sometime during the development, he decided to back out, but then they decided we'll make something original. But quite an interesting fact, actually, Johnny Cage is actually based around the Claude Van Damme character.
Only just not as popular.
No. And basically, Johnny Cage is actually the Claude Van Damme character. But unfortunately, well, Van Damme just dropped out, didn't
he? But the only difference is he actually didn't make real shitty films.
And ironically, Van Damme done Street Fighter, the movie for Capcom.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And so, I don't know, he probably sort of never thought, oh, I got out of this one, I only get shafted by that team who developed the Street Fighter, the movie game. So, he was going to get the bum end of the deal no matter which end he was going to do.
No.
So, my first recollection from Mortal Kombat is when I saw it, I was just sitting there like, bleh. And I was watching some guy playing in, and all of a sudden, because he was being Sub-Zero now, I just saw him tear this guy's head off. And I'm like, whoa, that is awesome. And I was just sitting there like, wow. let's go first. Andrew, what was your first opinion when you first saw the game?
First opinion I saw was, I was probably impressed by how impressive the digitized graphics were. I mean, it was like one of the earliest games to use that sort of graphic method. And it just made the game really more realistic. It sort of like stood out from the competition a bit more. I mean, obviously there were a couple of games beforehand that used digitized graphics, like Pit Fighter and things like that. But I think for me, Mortal Kombat is where they really mastered it in a way. I mean, every single one just looked really realistic. And then of course you got all the fatalities and all the violence and whatnot and things. So in a way, that's kind of like what I first impressed me about it.
Mm. What about you, Malk?
Me? Well, at the time, I didn't play it originally. I played Time Killers first and thought that was an older game until we had the internet and looked it up. So when I played Mortal Kombat, that was about the same time Street Fighter 2 was out, and I played it on the arcade. And I was really impressed with the graphics and that. The only thing I weren't really that impressed with was the animation's not all that great, really. And it hasn't really got that many combos or anything. But it's still a good game. Don't get me wrong, it's still a very good game. And I do still play it to this day. I've got the actual collection on the 360.
Yeah, they released that across the board, didn't they?
Yeah, I've got it on my PS3 as well.
Yeah, I was tempted to pick it up for the PC when it came out, but I didn't have any money. Will, what was your first impressions when you saw it?
Well, I never actually played it in the arcade. The only first time I played the first one was actually on the Super Nintendo through emulation.
Mm.
But the reason why I like more combat more is because, like, for example, like the digitized graphics, it makes it look more realistic and more violent. You're not killing like sprites, you're killing like real people. And also, like, with the fatalities, you know, it's like, you can do them, but you have to do a specific combo to do them.
Yep.
Sometimes you have to like jump forward, up, then block and press up and all like that to actually pull off the move.
Yeah, it used a very different system of control compared to how Street Fighter was at the time, using more input commands than actually motions than anything else. But we look at the storyline and you probably admit, guys, it's typical run-of-the-mill bullcrap storyline. Oh, look, there's this great there's this tournament out there and people are coming along and, hold on a second, there's all these people entering and unbehold, they don't know what's going on in the in-between and Shang Tsung's stealing people's souls. It was a piss-poor storyline, would you agree?
Yeah, and he's only got to win it one more time to bloody take over Earth Realm. And Goro has never lost a fight in God knows how many thousands of years and all this.
Yeah, you do look at the fact of Goro. It's like, he's a great big 10-foot thing with four arms. I wonder why he hasn't lost a fight against anybody human anyway.
That was the thing that either made it or broke it, if you ask me, how good Goro actually looked. And to be fair, when you actually see him on it, it looks pathetic.
He does.
But Goro was actually a stop motion character.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
On the arcade, he's slightly better. But if you see him, I don't know if you played the Mega Drive version, the animation for Goro is horrendous. It's like literally only a few frames.
You should see the Master System version of Goro.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it on the game. Yeah.
I should call him Mini Goro.
Actually, this one I did get to point out. The first time I actually played Mortal Kombat was actually on the Mega Drive quite a few years later. So I forgot to mention that.
Did you put in the blood cord?
Yes.
Cab, I think. ABACABB.
Never used to put in the blood code. I never knew it existed.
It comes up this thing about codes on that and all this rubbish. And on there, if you press ABACABB, you'll get Scorpion say, "Get over here." And then that's put all the fatalities and blood back on.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Which as well, the Super Nintendo version, it was just sweat. And they changed some of the fatalities as well.
See, that sort of ruined it in a way. And Nintendo did learn from that. And that's why they made the other one so it did have the violence. Because it didn't sell as well. Even though that is actually, I personally think, a much closer conversion to the arcade than the Mega Drives.
It was, because the graphics could be handled that little bit better on the Super Nintendo.
The animation and the extra sampled speech as well.
Exactly, and like I said, the gameplay had the same thing, but the whole entire reason why Sega's obviously sold so well was because, of course, the fatalities were in there, and it was basically the full-on version.
I mean, Mortal Kombat is a lot violent game, and don't get me wrong, but taking out the fatalities and that, it makes it more like, because Street Fighter, in a way, is just as violent, but hasn't got the fatalities.
Is exactly.
You know what I mean? It's... But you
look at Street Fighter quickly. The only person I could ever imagine doing a fatality is Blanka biting someone's head off or something like that. He would be the only.
Yeah, or electrifying someone.
Yeah, exactly. He'd be the only one who'd be credible enough to actually have a fatality, wouldn't it?
I think Bison would as well. And Sagat, don't Sagat like kill people in it and that?
Yeah, that's true.
Still killed Dan's dad or something.
He did. Exactly. Detouring. So, back to Mortal Kombat. The one thing which I did find annoying, I didn't like the control system on it. It worked to a point, but it just wasn't as good as Street Fighter's. Would you agree on that one?
Yeah, that's right. The block button is the thing that pisses me off the most.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little bit. Mind you, if you thought the control system on the original arcade version was bad, you should try the Amiga version. They had to cram all 6 buttons. Yeah, they had to cram
all in one controller.
Yeah, all into one button. Yeah. But to tell you the honest truth, the developers of the Amiga version actually handled it better. The Amiga version of Mortal Kombat actually handled it better. They actually handled it better than what US Gold did with Street Fighter 2, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would agree.
That's what I was just going to say. The Mortal Kombat conversion, the Amiga one is pretty close to a Mega Drive, I'd say. It's really impressive, ain't it?
Yeah.
How Street Fighter was, it is leagues ahead, you know. You have to swap the disc about a million times before you do anything.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, the loading times aren't long, it's just that they're very frequent. It even stops to load even when you pull off a fatality and stuff. The only solution I can come across is if you're going to play the Amiga version, play the WHD load version. Basically, WHD load is a utility that allows you to store all these old games to your hard drive and basically play them from there. So that's the best way to play the Amiga version of Mortal Kombat. But there's that as well. The thing that's obviously different from the... like Mark said, it's quite close to the Mega Drive one, which I agree, but the only thing that's different is that all the blood and fatalities are all turned on straight away.
Yeah, that's right.
But if it comes to the point, if you want to play Mortal Kombat for emulation, you've got to play it on MAME. Yeah. You just have to.
Also, if I forgot to mention, there's also a hidden character in Mortal Kombat as well.
Yes, reptiles.
Basically, to obtain to actually fight reptile, you had to fight on the pit stage, wait for a shadow to come over the moon, and you're not allowed to block. You have to get two flawless victories and do a fatality.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to use low kick either, if I remember rightly, or something like that.
Yeah.
So it that's just awkward. That just really is awkward. But it does go to the point, is like, oh, look, it's like, oh, you want to fight Reptile. But that means you can never fight him with Scorpion because his fatality involves him holding the block button.
Yeah, block.
I've actually done that on the Super Nintendo version. It does work.
You can do it without. You can do his fatality.
Yeah, because I've done it on the Super Nintendo version.
On the arcade, do you know the character Ermac? There was actually a Red Ninja on some of the older versions of it when the machine messed up and it meant machine error.
That's
yes,
what
that
was true.
Yeah, that's right. But he weren't actually an extra character. It just the game had fucked up.
Yeah, that was the whole sort of premise.
The problem is Reptile had the same combo moves as Sub-Zero and Scorpion.
Yeah, and he moved twice as fast. Yeah. So basically,
but you get a 2C bonus point anyway.
Yeah, if you could beat him. Yeah, if.
he's a wimp. but he did make an appearance in the next game.
Oh yeah, he did. He did make an appearance in the third game. Let's move it into the second one. Andrew, you know the storyline of the second one.
I sure do, yes. Basically, the second one, it follows on from the first game. But basically, Shang Tsung's been defeated and Goro's been killed and whatnot. And basically, Shang Tsung's Emperor Master is a little
pissed.
he's a little pissed. Pissed off, Shao Kahn. That's it. Yeah, I was trying to think of the name. Yeah, and basically, Shang Tsung begs Shao Kahn to give him a second chance, and basically he does give him the second chance. Basically, Shang Tsung has to lure the contenders to Shao Kahn, who will try and defeat you and stuff. So. That's basically it's basically just a follow on from the first game, really. So and it's still crap.
Yeah, the storyline just isn't any better.
This is the first game you play as Shang Tsung.
What's the first thing? You could have been Shang Tsung in the first one, and I don't always with the first one. I just find beating up an old age pensioner doesn't seem too good,
no.
Does it? So just to make it a bit more credible, they reversed his age. So he could then participate in the tournament, and then everyone said, "Hey, thank God for that." Yes. Mal, what was your opinions on the second one?
Well, first time I ever played that, I played it in an arcade where I come from in Coventry. And it was out before it was a finished revision of it. And if you selected Johnny Cage, it'd fuck the game up. But I thought it was much, much better than Mortal Kombat 1. Graphically, it played a lot better. The animation was better. You know, everything about it was a lot better than the original. And I personally think it's the best start of a lot of the Mortal Kombat games.
Especially,
now, I know I'll probably take some abuse for saying that, but that's my personal opinion.
I would actually agree with you on that one. The character roster was nicely increased. It went from was it 7 to 12, I think it was.
So they removed two characters.
Yep. Yeah, so because they also lure out Kano. Was it Kano and Sonya?
Yeah. Because the only reason why they were not in Mortal Kombat 2 because they weren't chores that much. That's why they removed them.
Yeah, but then you think about this, yeah. If you're trying to lure somebody out, this proves that Shao Kahn is a complete dumbass, yeah? He wants to lure Sonya out, so he kidnaps her, and then he kidnaps Kano. You want to try and get her back in there, you don't kidnap her, you just get get Kano to lure him out, and then get her out. Ah! Yeah.
why did you lure out Shao Liu Kang?
Yeah, that's all he really wanted, was it, in the long run? So there's like, you look at the end of the tournament, Liu Kang, you are the tournament winner. You are also now world renowned for beating up pensioners. especially shape-shifting pensioners. Oh god, that would be extremely bad in a day and age like this, wouldn't it? Especially if it was a woman. Shape-shifted to a much younger woman. Oh dearie me, that's just too much of a mind boggle. But no, it was increased. I think they got out a lot of the bugs which plagued the first one out. But they kept the same combat system. All we asked for was just hold backwards to block. That's all we asked for.
But it's not just that. It hasn't really got any combos as such, has it? I think Andy said it the best. Street Fighter's more like chess, and Mortal Kombat's more like, you know, like checkers. It's not nowhere near as complicated and as good.
Yeah, that is true. Andrew, what was your memories of Mortal Kombat 2?
I think I've first played it. I can't remember what system it was on. I think it was probably via emulation a couple of years ago. It wasn't the Amiga version. No, it was probably more something like either the... Actually, it might have been the arcade version, I think, or MAME or something. It was either that or something like the Super Nintendo or the Mega Drive versions. But I think it's probably more likely to be the arcade one. But yeah, I totally agree with what you two have said about it. I think it's definitely improved over the original game. I thought the graphics were much nicer. I said there was a much bigger race of characters. I think overall it was just an improvement. The only downside to the game is that I'm absolutely crap at it.
I think that goes for a lot.
Yeah, I swear it's harder than the other games.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Will, your memories?
Well, I'm not repeating myself. I didn't play it through arcade. I played it through emulation. The one I played mostly was the Super Nintendo version of Mortal Kombat 2.
That was a good version. That one.
It was a good version. Yes.
It was better than the first one. They really the sprites and the digitalized graphic actors were really good, but they've added more secrets into it as well. In one stage, when you're in this tree stage, you see these two ninjas popping out, and you're wondering, who are they? How do I access to them? And
yeah, because that's
my favourite part in Mortal Kombat 2 is when Dan Tosti comes along and says, "Tosti!"
Oh, yes. that never seemed to have went away, did it?
He comes out of the corner and says, "Tosti!" And if I look, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Mortal Kombat 2, that just stands out in my mind.
Yep, definitely.
Plus, they've added new stage fatalities as well. Like, you can knock him into a pool of acid, knock him to a spike wall as well. They've also added in friendship as well. This was the first time
they had friendship. That was just a waste. To me, they were just wastes of things like this. As I said, I'm here to play Mortal Kombat. I'm here to tear these people's heads off. I do not want to be friends with these people. and you do look on the whole premise of it. This guy has just tried to kill you. Do you really want to be friends with him?
I don't mind being friends with Scorpion.
Well, remind me of that when he harpoons you through the neck.
Of course, but we'll be your friend. First appearance of Noob Saibot as well.
Yes, the dreaded little shadow sort of person. Yes, that was
just an interesting fact. He's the original Sub-Zero.
That's what they say. But if anybody puts on the realism term, it's just the two producers' names of the game, so their names were written backwards.
If you want access to him, you've got to fight, you've got to verse someone 50 times.
Ugh. Can you ever imagine anyone on the arcade ever actually having the patience to do that?
God.
Or could you imagine how pissed off you'd be? You got 49 wins and then somebody beats you.
You'd be so gutted.
you would be
and
so
your last
pissed
quarter
off
as well.
Yeah. But I also introduced Smoke and Jade as well. Into the forte. So they made their appearance and started making themselves known. But I don't think they were kind of cheap shot characters. Well, yeah, they were. They were just amalgamations of the two female characters, and Smoke basically used them. Scorpion set again, so.
Yeah, but he just smoked as well.
Yeah.
They call him Smoke, he literally smokes.
Yeah. And we're not talking about joints here.
No, we're talking about like.
Now, look, the good thing was, it was just a really, really good game. Can any of you guys think of any complaints that you had with it?
It was a bit hard, in my opinion.
It was very hard. I struggled to get past the first character sometimes.
The Super Nintendo version wasn't as difficult, but then when I first got my PlayStation 3, that was one of the first games I downloaded for it, Mortal Kombat 2, and I could never complete it. And same as like with the one on the 360 now, which is in the collection. It's not impossible to complete, but I've never completed it.
No, you just got to have a lot of patience.
It pisses me off after so long.
Well, I want to talk a bit about the Japanese version of Mortal Kombat 2, actually.
Oh, what's the differences?
Well, the difference is the blood is green.
Ooh.
That's true.
Oh, right,
and when it goes to fatality, the screen just goes to black and white, and it does it.
Wow.
Speaking from a country who madders bog brushes, who has anime that lets women get raped by tentacle monsters, and also created Battle Royale as well.
Yeah, it does seem kind of hypocritical, doesn't it?
It kind of does.
Yeah. Oh, dearie. Yeah. But I think we could go for the agreement here that Mortal Kombat 2 is definitely the best of the original four.
And also, my thing to point out is, once again, this did get an Amiga version, and it suffers from pretty much the same flaws as the first game.
It's a good port.
Yeah. It's still a good port, but you're still trying to cram a 6-button game into 2 buttons, and it still loads frequently as well.
Why can't they just get a peripheral for it?
Yeah,
that's the thing that annoys me. A lot of the developers who wrote beat 'em ups for the Amiga, they all seem to be intent on just using the joystick. Well, when you got a joystick controller, it's only got like 1 or 2 buttons. How are you going to get a decent Street Fighter beat 'em up out of that?
You think about this. Back in those days, all those joysticks had suction cups on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would be so hard to plonk your joystick next to your keyboard and program ASD and ZXC as your button and play it like an arcade machine?
Yeah. I suppose what you could have done is just got them to use the Mega Drive pad because it's the same connection.
Or just make a joystick arcade peripheral.
Well, you've got the Amiga CD32 one, which has got, I might be wrong, 8 buttons on it.
If I remember, it did port to the
32X
as well.
Mm. Oh, yeah, 32X is quite good.
And also the Saturn as well.
Saturn one's missing loads of sound, and it loads quite a lot.
Mm. Yeah, so, but you kind of don't expect it, really, for a game that's on a disc. They had the space to play with it, and yet...
I don't think it would be that very big. I don't think Mortal Kombat 2 is that very big.
Well, look at the main ROM set. It's only a couple of megs long.
Exactly. So could they just stick it on a dual-layer disc? And there you go. Boom.
Yeah, I think the 32X version is better than the Saturn version.
Well, the problem is the 32X was a big pile of misery crap anyway.
Yeah, you mean...
There wasn't a lot of games for it. That's why I haven't got one.
Look at 2 million on this.
There's only really a couple of games, really. I mean, Virtua Racing's quite impressive. But then again, there's a cutdown version of that on the Mega Drive anyway.
Yeah, there was.
That was pretty good, but... Oh, no, we're diverting. back on track, people, back on track. Right, so we can all put in agreements that it was the best one. And isn't Shao Kahn just a cheap bastard?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he is.
Well, this is a cheap one as well. Katana, she's a bloody cheap one as well.
Oh, still not as cheap as him, though. But then again, Katana's a female. You'll let her kick your ass any day of the week.
I've got the wrong one. Hang on. What's his name?
I've got the wrong one. Kintaro.
Kintaro, yeah. Montaro's in the next one. Kintaro's in the next one. Bit harder than Garou, anyway. Well, a lot harder than Garou. Yeah,
He's got that move where he just flies off screen.
What I didn't say is, though, with Mortal Kombat 2, it's missing the test your might bonus stages.
Yeah, that's good about that.
And it's missing... What's the other thing it's missing? It's missing something else, actually.
A grip on reality. the test... I forgot about the test your might stages. Yeah. I always used to sit there loving
it. It breaks it up. Like, same with Street Fighter. And when you get the bonus stages, it breaks it up.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Back, didn't they? Some
Lethal
Combat games, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. In the newest one, Test Your Sight as well, where, like on Tapper, the thing, like, puts something under one, like, you know, like, one of them little balls, and they put it under a cup. I think it's under Skulls on that. And then they swap them around, and you've got to pick the right one. They're piss easy. I can get them right every single time.
No, you can't.
If you don't pay that much attention, I suppose it is quite difficult.
Prove it.
Challenge coming out. Will you accept that at some point?
Yeah, I will do. Yeah, I don't know. In fact, I could probably link the record it off the 360 on the newest Mortal Kombat and do it.
Oh, sounds like a challenge, right? Look, something to look forward to, fans, in the future. We'll go and see if Malk can put his money where his mouth is.
I do it on Tapper as well. They used to play that a lot. And that's sort of the same company as Mortal Kombat, Midway.
Okay. Awesome stuff. Right, diverting a little, but still on the Mortal Kombat theme. Mm-hmm. Around about the time of Mortal Kombat 1 and 2, the film came out, didn't it?
Yes.
Give me the truth, honestly, even though some people complain, and we all know that computer game films usually have a tendency to being awful. Yeah, my honest opinion, the Mortal Kombat film wasn't too bad.
It wasn't. I watched that 5 times when I first saw it.
I've got it on DVD.
Well, I'll give the truth, honestly, I wouldn't exactly say it's sad.
Granddad had it on VHS.
It is pretty good on the soundtrack as well. Because the soundtrack's really good as well.
Oh, the soundtrack, yeah. I love the theme tune to it.
Oh, yeah, the theme tune is awesome. Yeah. So, it was just great film.
Yeah, and not a bad one, actually. Not a bad one.
The big fault of it, it'd be Garou gets beat way too easily, and it's nowhere near violent enough. Because
kids'
rating, won't they?
Yeah, that they did want to try and get the younger sort of fan involved as well. And trust me, Johnny Cage is the sort of character you would love to see Goro pick him up and pound him like a thumbtack.
Riding some guy from Highlander.
That's because it is the guy from Highlander.
Yeah, it is.
It's Christopher Lambert, isn't it?
Christopher Lambert. Oh, fan.
Yeah. He sounds like he's a sore throat, doesn't he?
He does, but he does a fantastic job.
He did a very good job. I'll tell you, I thought he did a good job with the guy who played Liu Kang. Pretty good, yeah. Mm.
And then years later, he changes into Gen in the new Street Fighter film, even though he's about 50 years too young.
Yeah, that is true. I don't know where they were thinking of that one, but one of the best things about it is the last fight between Shang's. Yeah, that's the other thing they changed. Well, they turned Shang Tsung basically into how he looked in Mortal Kombat 2. But I could let him off.
Yeah,
with that.
I could as well.
I could let him off.
This guy out of Showdown in Little Tokyo who plays him. I don't know his name.
Don't you mean Big Trouble in Little China?
No, he's in Showdown in Little Tokyo as well. He's a Japanese bloke, isn't that? The baddie in that.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren. It's a good film.
But no, I can't forgive that. But the last fight scene between Liu Kang and Shang Tsung was pretty damn good as well. So
yeah.
But the fight scenes were good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not too bad, actually, yeah.
They even do fireballs and everything. And it's well choreographed as well.
It was very well choreographed, so... They had. I don't think he had much of a budget with it as well. I think it was quite big actually because they had
Christopher Lambert, and I think he's the main known actor, ain't he? But he was quite a big actor. He's not like. I would imagine they would have had to pay nigh on as much as what Capcom did to get Van Damme in the Street Fighter. They would have to pay him quite a lot of money, whereas the other actors, you've never really seen them in much. I don't think. It even had Sam Presmises, who is not a bad thing having her in it, but you know what I mean? I don't think she's been in anything else, only that film with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, but it's a good film. The good film, it followed roughly the plot to the film, to the game, sorry.
I'd say it's one of my favourite, out of all the computer game movies, I'd say that's one of the best ones.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they even got Reptile in. Seriously.
I thought Scorpion and Sub-Zero had done really, really well in this film. They literally looked pretty much like their game counterparts, if you ask me.
Yeah, even Kano, he looked like a slovenly, worthless pile of crap, yeah. And that's basically what Kano is.
Yeah, oh, I love the accent he had. It's just like white gov, you know.
that sounds typically British. Oh. Well, so Sonya wrapped his leg around his neck and broke it. Oh. Uh-huh. He must have died and gone to heaven. or at least went to heaven before he died. But no, it was a good little film, and I'll recommend it to anybody who's not seen it.
I'm not sure whether that came out before the Street Fighter movie or after, because I watched them both a similar sort of time.
Yeah,
it came out after. Mm. So
I think they came out the same year, though. It's the thing.
Yeah, they did about 95, I think, 96.
Yeah.
But I know Fighter One, the Mortal Kombat one, was definitely after the Street Fighter one.
Was it? Ah, right.
Yeah. So, where would you recommend?
What?
Schmauf. would you recommend the first Mortal Kombat film?
Oh, definitely. I would definitely recommend it because it's better than any other video game adaptation films.
Yeah, definitely one to watch. So then, of course, Midway's now riding high on the thing. Oh, and before we go to the next one as well, there was another controversy amongst that one where basically a couple of the actors were sitting there complaining, saying, well, this is a bit like a film. We need to get paid royalties for things like this. And Midway basically told them to fuck off, didn't they?
Why?
So,
that brings me to the other thing. I was on about what was it called? Time Killers earlier, which is done by the company that do the brilliant Street Fighter movie game for Capcom. Interesting technologies and Strata or something. Well, they did a sequel to that, which I think is pretty good. I've been playing it this morning quite a lot. It's not brilliant, don't get me wrong. Called Bloodstorm. Now, the thing with Bloodstorm is Daniel Pasea, the guy who plays Johnny Cage, done an advert for Bloodstorm, and it says Daniel Pasea's made the switch. He's got him playing the arcade machine dressed as Johnny Cage. Anyway, Midway were pissed off, and they sacked him, and that's why he's not in Mortal Kombat 3.
Did you blame him on that?
Not really. And apparently we're going to be in Tattooed Assassins for Data East as well. A game that but it's never got finished properly and released properly.
No, it did, because it's only a prototype set, if I remember rightly.
Yeah.
It's amazing how they get hold of those, isn't it? But anyway, swinging back with that one, after that little controversy was cleared up, and then they Midway decided, well, we think it's time for Mortal Kombat 3. And Will, what's the basic storyline for Mortal Kombat 3?
Well, Shokan is fed up with being losing continuous tournaments. Probably would keep losing to Liu Kang in the Outworld tournaments. It's got a 1,000-year-old plan. He had have his Shadow Priest led by Shang Tsung and revive his former Queen Sindel, who unexpectedly died at a young age. However, she wasn't to be revived in the Outworld. She would be resurrected in Earthrealm. That allows Shao Kahn to cross the boundary lines of the realm, reclaim his queen. When Sindel is cremated in Earthrealm, Shao Kahn reaches across the dimension to reclaim her as conqueror of his actions. Earthrealm became part of Outworld, which is basically they use that bit of the plot for more combat.
The second one, yeah.
So instead of stripping billions of souls, one of our few are spared. Raiden, the Thunder God, protected their souls. He tells that Shao Kahn must be stopped. He cannot interfere due to his stats. He has no power in Outworld, and the Earthrealm is practically merged with Outworld. Shao Kahn unleashes the extreme squad and roam throughout the Earthrealm to kill any survivors. Also, Raiden protects only extended to the souls, not to the body. He chose warriors who are fighting for extreme squadrons and repel Shang Tsung's eventually bringing Earth whom humans back to the Earthrealm. Come back. Said that fucking wrong.
Well, with that storyline, it reveals two things to me. One, Shao Kahn's a sore loser.
Yeah.
And two, Raiden's a douche.
Yeah.
if he could save those people to fight Shao Kahn, why couldn't he just save everybody? He's a fucking god, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, Thunder God.
Yeah, he's a god. If he was able to save the souls of these people, why couldn't he just save everybody's?
Yeah.
This is the one other time he could truly turn around and sit and say, Raiden's a dick.
Yeah. But also, this introduced some new characters as well into the franchise.
Yes.
So these new characters are Cyrax, a Lin Kuei cyborg assassin. He used to be human, but just to prevent Shang Tsung from taking their swords, they turned some of their Lin Kuei assassins into cyborgs.
Yep, so that also brought in Sektor as well, yeah, the yellow one.
Riot Red Control one? Officer. No, that's Sky.
Yeah,
no,
Striker.
Striker, sorry.
Striker. The whole lot of it, you had Striker coming, you had Cabal coming.
Nightwolf,
yeah. Does anybody understand why
well,
they're so
stop motion?
Yeah, why did everyone hate Nightwolf so much?
I like Nightwolf.
Yeah. Okay. So, and also alongside that, it also brought in the run button.
Yes, another
use
of shots in it as well.
Yeah, Malk, what was your opinion on Mortal Kombat 3?
When I first played it, I'll put it graphically in that it was all right. I wouldn't say it's much better than Mortal Kombat 2 or even the first one, just slightly better graphically, because it's got like some of the backgrounds got 3D things and that. But I was like quite disappointed, to be totally honest with you. I thought 2 was better, and it hasn't got, because my favourite character in it is actually Johnny Cage, and either Scorpion or Sub-Zero. And Sub-Zero and Johnny Cage aren't actually in that one. Well, I tell a lie, Sub-Zero is, but he's not like how he is in the other ones. He don't wear his mask.
Yep, and Scorpion was taken out altogether.
Yes, no, so, actually, yeah, Scorpion's not even in it, is he? And them robot ninjas are shot, I personally think. They're rubbish. Don't like them.
That's true. Andrew, Mortal Kombat 3.
Yeah, I agree with Malk, actually. I thought it was a bit disappointing. I mean, graphically, it's the same. It's not really that much better than Mortal Kombat 2. I mean, but, yeah, it did sort of like, they did sort of like bringing, like, a whole load of characters are a bit rubbish and stuff and things, but yeah, it was. I think for me, it was a bit of a disappointment compared to Mortal Kombat 2. Just didn't think. I mean, it's still not a terrible game. I mean, it's not a terrible game. It's still really good, but it's still good. But compared to I just thought that, yeah, I thought Mortal Kombat 2 was better.
Yeah, my thoughts on Mortal Kombat 3. Yeah, they introduced a whole bunch of characters that nobody liked. Unless, of course, there is some fans out there who did sort of like them. And they just didn't have the same sort of feel as what the old characters did, if anybody asked me. So,
yeah. And we also bring in the combo codes as well. You know, when you begin the first fight, you have these codes, I think, at the bottom. And you have to, like, tap them in and something will happen or something, I don't know.
Yeah, just to make fights more interesting, but they were just too long.
Yeah, you need a short time to put them in.
So there we do. But all in all, I found Motaro as a boss sort of character. Yeah, was a bit easier than the previous two.
Yeah, he's like half a lion or something.
Half bull with a big metal tail.
Yeah, it's like a centaur, isn't he?
Yeah. I thought he was.
Yeah, so
he couldn't fall over that pretty properly. He couldn't fall on his ass. It just sort of goes down.
Yeah, he would like knock back, so he's like stunned.
Yeah,
and
even when you'd beat him, he wouldn't fall completely over. He'd just be down, like, sort of.
Yeah, it's one of those things you just want to pull a fatality on him, don't you?
But you can't. That's a shame.
Yeah, that's a shame. That's been the same with all of them. You've never been able to pull a fatality on the big monster type ones. That's just sad.
Well, Joe, it wouldn't really work. I mean, because you've got Gax and he pulls her arms off. He can't really pull Garou's arms off because he's got four of them.
Well, just have to
do it twice.
Yeah, do the fatality. Yeah, you have to input the fatality twice. But what they did do is they did actually release an upgrade with it for the Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3.
Yeah, I do like. Because I had Mortal Kombat 3 on the PlayStation 1, because at the time it was only Battle Arena to Shinden, which is alright, but not brilliant, Street Fighter Movie or Mortal Kombat 3. Well, it's a no-brainer really, because obviously Mortal Kombat 3 is better than fucking Street Fighter Movie. Even though I did have that.
Yeah. Did any of you guys actually get used to doing the run button? Because I know I never did. I still can't even do it today.
I've never done much
of a combo with it. No, it's shit. No. It's a waste of time.
Yeah, it's absolute waste. And just totally not needed.
I think it's only in them two games, actually. Because when it went to the later Mortal Kombat games after that, that were 3D, I don't think they've got a run anymore.
No, they kind of, I think they removed it, but I'm not too sure. But we don't want to talk about those because I thought they were crap as well. So, I think the only good thing I thought was good out of Mortal Kombat, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, they gave a Scorpion back.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, so that was possibly one of the best things. And the female ninjas turned up again as well. So Melina and Katana were brought back. Yeah, Jade was turned into an independent character. She actually had her own moveset.
Yeah. So did Smoke as well. He came back, but
yeah, Smoke's back as a ninja.
No, Cyborg.
Yeah, Smoke's back.
But you can also make him as a human as well.
Yeah,
you have to hold the combo down, then he becomes
a ninja
human.
Thing, ain't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And also Ermac was also made a selectable character as well. Because when Rain was brought in Mortal Kombat Trilogy.
I thought Rain was on 3. Ultimate 3.
No, Rain was definitely on Ultimate 3.
Yeah, I'm sure he is, you know.
Yeah, I know he is, because I played him on the Super Nintendo version.
Oh, fair enough.
And Noob Saibot is in it as well.
Yep, Noob Saibot was put in there properly. And that's also when Noob Saibot and Ermac were given their own movesets as well. So they were made into proper characters and not just rehashes of the old ninjas. Yeah. So
that's the first time Midway actually did an update for one of their games, because even though there was pirate versions of Mortal Kombat 1 and 2 that sort of like sped up things, in fact it actually made it so you could actually get more of a combo on the messed up pirate versions of it. I think it's something ninja version where it's speeded up. If you uppercut them, because it's speeded up, you can actually jump and get them with a kick as well, which you couldn't do on normal Mortal Kombat.
Nice.
So that sounds completely fun. You know, break it like what they did with the Street Fighter 2 pirate games.
So no, but it was all good. But Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 was a nice upgrade. It didn't need the run button. It really, really didn't on that one. And like I say, the storyline's just as lame as ever. And then, did any of you guys play Mortal Kombat Trilogy on the PlayStation?
Yes, I did.
My personal opinion of it, I didn't like it that much.
It's probably the best version you can ever play. Because they have, you can also play the Mortal Kombat 2 version of Raiden. No, you can actually play the Mortal Kombat 1 version of Raiden.
It's Mortal Kombat 1 version
of Raiden. And the you can as well, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. Kung Lao had his Mortal Kombat 2 version. Yep. Yeah. And the first time ever you could actually officially be the boss characters. Yep. So,
I didn't like it. I think it's because, again, I had it on the PlayStation and it took forever to load a fight and that.
Yeah, that was a problem because I downloaded an ISO image of it the other
way. It was also released on Nintendo 64 as well.
Yeah, really bad sound on that port, though, for some reason.
Yeah, so it was on the PC too, which was a pretty good port of the whole thing. But it was a very, very limited release on it because I tried looking everywhere for it and I couldn't find the one. But no, they got brought back a lot of the old series. It was basically the amalgamation of all three Mortal Kombat games into one.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, three games for the price of one? No, you're just cheap shotting and just putting three or more than one. So, and also, did any of you guys work out the code to unlock to be Chameleon as well?
No, I didn't. I'll tell you what I didn't like about that game.
You can fight him at the end if you don't arcade.
Yeah. Johnny Cage was back. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go on.
I was going to say, Johnny Cage was back in it, but he's nowhere near as good as what he is in the others because it's a different actor. And I don't think that guy could actually do the splits because he doesn't do them, if I remember rightly.
It wasn't that. The reason why they didn't put that move in is because not all the characters had the animation frames for being whacked in the bollocks.
So. I know the female ones don't anyway, do they? Cause you can't
don't.
He just goes down and he doesn't do anything.
No, he doesn't. So, and if you try, like I say, I remember some versions, early versions of Mortal Kombat, he just wouldn't do the move. The move was disabled if you fought Sonya.
Yeah, that's right. He'd go down, but he wouldn't do the punch.
Yeah. No, he didn't even do it. It wouldn't work at all.
Oh, right. Because when I've played it, he does go down. He just doesn't stick his arm out to hit him.
Hmm. What's got off? It's called the package check or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some strange. Yeah, so, but no, Mortal Kombat Trilogy was a good amalgamation of a lot. But Chameleon was great because basically you'd start off as one of the ninjas, and then during the match, he would keep changing colour, but that also means his moveset kept changing.
But in the Nintendo 64 version, there was a female one.
Yeah, she's female on Trilogy as well. So she starts off female, then changes into the male ones. So
in one, I think it was Armageddon, you can actually play as Chameleon.
Yeah, that's
Yes, put in and also Trilogy also introduced the brutalities. It's like, wow, I wish I could pull combos off like that. And as I said, so you've now sat there and introduced to us another new useless sort of thing. It's like, I could combo somebody during a match. Why would I want to do it at the end of the match? I'd rather just sit there, tear their spine out their rear end.
And another thing with the Mortal Kombat games to the Street Fighter games, all the characters in Mortal Kombat do exactly the same moves except for their special moves. I mean, how they move and everything, whereas on Street Fighter, they don't. And now, apparently, that was done to make it... Because on Street Fighter, people would only select certain characters. Now, I don't believe that. I think that's more of a case as, oh, we can't be asked to make them act different, so we'll just have them do the same fucking moves.
Yeah.
Because it'll save memory.
I could understand why they're doing it, because they just didn't want to be in there forever recording all the moves.
I would imagine it takes a lot of time.
Yeah, I would, because then you got different collision areas, and then every character has it. So
it don't look like when you punch them on like the first couple of first Mortal Kombat, definitely, when you hit them, that they're actually connecting at all. Because they just goes and moves backwards. Like, you can tell they're not actually physically hitting each other.
Yeah, then they kind of cleaned it all up by the time it got round to the third one.
Yeah, and it's slightly better on the second one as well.
Yeah, so it was just general progress. And then shortly after Mortal Kombat 3, that fucking sequel of a film came out, Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
I think the purpose of that film was the reason why it's called Mortal Kombat Annihilation is because the purpose of it was to annihilate Mortal Kombat.
I think that film was an absolute bag of shit.
Yes.
It really, really was. I just can't think of any redeeming sort of feature for that film.
The beginning of the film, when you see the end of Mortal Kombat 1 and you see the big brutal Shao Kahn. But then when he comes out, it looks like a skinny slap head with an old size.
It's the guy out of Cobra, the baddie out of that. The one who says,
Well,
he's nowhere near big enough to be him.
Also, Rain was just a waste of space. He got smacked and he got killed off.
See, the thing they've done wrong with that is they had too many characters and not storyline, really. And they just went on way too quick. And another thing, problem with that is it didn't have half the original cast.
No.
There's only one actor, I think, who actually returned in it, and that's the guy who played Liu Kang.
The woman in it. Kintara. And Johnny. No, what's his name? Not Johnny Cage. Liu Kang.
Yeah, that's it. That's two. So,
and then the rest
so that means about 90% of the whole entire thing is completely
Cage
different.
Gets killed straight away as well, which is stupid.
Sorry, no. Let's do that. because the majority of the Mortal Kombat fans don't like Johnny Cage. That's why.
People would notice that that's not the same actor.
yeah, that's true. Kill him quickly.
Raiden, he's nowhere near as good. The guy that kept playing him, shit.
And I'll tell you what was sort of fun. I mentioned to Tony about the other day. There's one scene in the film whereby Sub-Zero comes on and says,
the fight on the ice bridge.
Reveals himself saying that he's actually Sub-Zero's brother, sort of thing. You think, oh great, so in the previous film he was not actually Sub-Zero.
Exactly, and that bridge break, that looks so
cheap.
But
that is the thing though, isn't it, as well though? Sub-Zero is not the same one as he is in the first one, because Stoney in the second one do something to help Scorpion, or Scorpion does something because he's not the one who killed him originally.
Yeah, there was some bullshit storyline involving that, so... But the whole point is for Mortal Kombat Annihilation. And the bit at the end, release your animality. Oh, God, Lord.
Dodgy CGI.
Even for the time, it's really bad. I thought, turns into the dragon at the end, and then I thought, that is just so fake.
Exactly. They must have had a budget of $20 for that whole film.
Yeah. I mean, I know this is 1997 stuff, but I mean, you watch... I mean, when you think about it, that same year, stuff like Men in Black came out. Yeah, and you look at something like that and then watch Mortal Kombat Annihilation, you just cannot think... It's hard to imagine that actually came out in the same year.
I've seen worse, though, that come out a similar sort of time. You know, we were talking about Escape from New York being like Metal Gear Solid. Well, they've done a sequel to Escape from New York called Escape from LA, and the thing that completely ruins that is the CGI is ridiculous. Mm. Absolutely unconvincing, total shit.
No, there's nothing worse in this world than
bad
CGI.
That's a decent, you know, budget film. It weren't some cheap shit film. It went, you know what I mean? John Carpenter.
Yeah, it's true. But anyway, we're diverting. We're diverting. So, if anybody wants to sit there and say, "Well, we could go watch this Mortal Kombat," do not watch Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
They've repeated it on there loads of times.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
they repeat Street Fighter.
I mean, to give you an idea how bad it was, I had to watch it in two parts. I only watched both films for the first time, you know, like last week. But because I never got round to watching them until obviously we had to do this podcast. I thought, right, I'll sit down and watch them. And Annihilation, to tell you the truth, so it just doesn't make sense a lot of the time.
It doesn't. It's just an eye for it. We've permanently scarred Andrew's memory.
First time I watched it, I think I watched it when I got back in from the pub or something years ago, because I got it on video, and I fell asleep I left it for years before I watched it again, and I thought, this is shit, like, because the first one's so good as well. That's the thing that annoyed me the most, because I really liked the first one.
Yeah, it was just a real, real major scale letdown. It really, really was, so. But as far as it goes, we recommend the first Mortal Kombat film.
Yes, definitely.
As far as it comes from Annihilation, I'd crap on it before I put it in my DVD player ever again.
Well, you know what the terrible part is?
What's that?
I heard it going on DVD.
Ah, no.
You have?
Don't ask. Just don't.
I've never seen that one for sale on DVD.
Hang your head in shame.
I've got worse. I've got Dead or Alive. That's fucking terrible.
Oh, jeez.
The good thing about that, you nearly see Holly Valance's tits in it. So it has got some redeeming features to that. It's a shit film.
Okay. Okay,
diversion.
Diversion. Okay, as much as I'd like to discuss about Holly Valance's tits, let's get back, right? But so we go from one pile of shit to another.
Yeah.
And Mel, Mortal Kombat 4.
Probably the worst 3D fighting game I've ever played, graphically. It takes place thousands of years ago, before any of the Mortal Kombats, where there's an elder god called Shinnok, who's responsible for, because of Raiden, he's responsible for the death for an entire civilization. And he's to rid all the realms of Shinnok's menace, he wages war on him, plunging the earth into darkness to banish Shinnok to the place called Netherrealm.
Oh, so Shinnok's an all-round party animal, then? Yes.
It's another reason to start a Mortal Kombat again. But now this time, it's the first game that Midway done that's in total 3D. Now, I'm not a fan of 3D fighting games, to be totally honest with you. I think it's only nowadays that they come to realise that the only way these sort of games work is if you keep them fucking 2D, but use the 3D graphics, like your Street Fighter 4, the new Mortal Kombat, believe it or not, does that. And a lot of games do it in that sort of way.
It's another lame-ass story. Goro makes a reappearance somehow. Yep. Again,
a lot more characters, about 17 selectable ones. Stupid characters as well that you can select, like Meat, who's like basically a person with all their skin ripped off, like a corpse. Yeah. It's got it's the first one that adds the use of weapons as well. You can just pull weapons out of nowhere, which are
fucking
stupid. And on the fighting arenas, you can pick skulls off the floor and whack them at each other, throw them. And it just doesn't work. I mean, especially if you see like ports of it on, like, say, for instance, the Sega Dreamcast. It's got games like Dead or Alive, Soul Calibur, you know, really good-looking fighting games. And then it's got Mortal Kombat Gold that looks out of place on the PlayStation.
Yeah, and just looks absolute crap.
See, what they did was, because they knew they couldn't do a 3D game because it's the first one they ever done, they just sort of cranked up all the blood and made it more brutal and more, I suppose, going back to the roots of what Mortal Kombat 1 was like, not having bayonets or any of that rubbish. Just, you know, just violence, basically. But it doesn't work.
It didn't. No, I swear somebody in bloody Midway's office needed a fatality after that one. Will.
What?
tell us your opinion on Mortal Kombat 4.
Well, the first time I played Mortal Kombat 4 was actually on the Nintendo 64. And my missions on it, I wasn't really too impressed with it.
I don't think anybody was, really.
I don't know. I wasn't really that into that one, really. The only one redeeming value is the Johnny Cage ending.
I couldn't even be bothered to get to any of the endings, so. But it was good. Andrew, I made you play this the other day, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you still hated me for it.
I still hate you for it. You made me fire that, forced me to fire that up on MAME and torture me. I mean, even though MAME doesn't really emulate it properly, I mean, it is very, very slow. I mean, on pretty much any computer, really, even on my slow Mac. it's just a horrible game. I mean, even on the easiest difficulty setting, I had Rat Raiden come along smashing me with a mallet. I mean, that just comes to tell you how ridiculous it is.
It is stupid. The whole weapon system just didn't work. Why do you want to use weapons? You haven't done it in the past, and by the time you pulled a weapon out, your opponents hit you. Why didn't they just keep it something as simple like Scorpion? He's got his harpoon, yeah?
Yeah.
And he does it as part of his special move, so why didn't they just try and incorporate something like that into it?
I think you've got, like, pit fatality sort of things on that one as well. I'm not 100% sure, because, as I say, that's the one I've played the least out of any of them, because it's so bad. It is a mess. I mean, the animation and everything.
It was just terrible.
They shouldn't have released that.
But no,
yeah, seeing things like on the press release thing on in America, it done really well. They went mental when it came out. They had trucks with it and everything, and people loved it. So when it came out over here, I think it got a bit more of a realistic response. Like, what the fucking hell is this?
Yeah, it was. And like you said before, is like the Dreamcast had much better looking fighting games.
They had better fighters on the PS1 though, even. And the Nintendo 64 didn't have many, did it? But that had Killer Instinct 2, well, Killer Instinct Gold, and that was much better than Mortal Kombat 4, even though that's not proper 3D.
Yeah, it was. It was just a horrid, horrid game. And Shinnok was just a Shang Tsung clone in the long run, just minus his morphing abilities, and it was just crap. It really was. If Midway decided that now was going to be a time to sit there and drop a big stinking turd on there and name, that was the time when they did it. And possibly another reason why they probably started losing the franchise. And they also started losing hope, because the games that came out after that just weren't all that much better.
The last Mortal Kombat game to come out in the arcades.
Yeah, that's right. Even though I've never actually seen that. I've seen all the other ones in the arcade. Never seen the arcade version of that. I know it was in the arcade, though, because I've seen, you know, videos on YouTube and that. But no arcade I've been to actually had it. So surely that says something.
Yeah, you had a blessing, that's what it was.
No, I just think, like, they must have, you know, either seen it or knew it had a worse reputation, I think, in this country than what it has in America. Same with Mortal Kombat games, really. I mean, originally it started off, you know, doing really well, and then I think people just, by the time it come to that one, there's a lot better things out there.
Yeah, it's true. And did you notice when Mortal Kombat 1 and 2 came out, the BBFC and the parents were sitting there going, oh my god, this is evil, and something like that.
That's something else I wanted to get onto as well.
Yeah.
Because the violence in them, while they are really violent and that, it's sort of ridiculous violence. I mean, in real life, I don't give a shit how good a martial artist or whatever you are, no one can physically pull someone's fucking head off.
No, they can't.
Quite, Gorilla or something.
There's actually something very interesting. The controversy and stuff surrounding Mortal Kombat, according to a retro game magazine, this is apparently the controversy didn't actually come when it was released in the arcades. It wasn't actually until it got ported to the home systems, and then parents saw their kids playing the games on like their Mega Drive and stuff, that it caused a bit of an outcry.
Controversies still going to this day in certain countries, because with Mortal Kombat 9 in Australia, it's illegal to buy it there or even import it. You get a ridiculous fine and prison sentence if you're caught importing that for the... It'd have to be on the PS3, wouldn't it? Because I don't think the 360 is multi-regional.
No, it's not. So the 360 people wouldn't have it.
Why? Mm. I mean, you played the new one. There's nothing. I can't see why they wouldn't allow a game like that. It's nothing that bad that the other ones don't already do. In fact, I'd say the first three look more realistic because they've got real people, whereas that is, you know, it's all been redone, ain't it, in 3D and that, and it does look good, but it still don't look realistic.
It's true. I think it's also the fact that we're grown up as well, so we don't see it as a problem. I actually remember Jay accidentally saw over, was it one of Kung Lao's fatalities, and you know what? He sat there laughing.
Yeah. Well, originally, did they have an age rating on it?
Yeah, 15.
Was it? Because the new one's 18, ain't it? And the ones on the PS2 are all 18.
There's a few 15s as well. So there's like you can't complain about it. Parents can't complain if they go out to the shop and buy little Johnny 7-year-old Mortal Kombat and things like that, and then sit there complaining, oh, look at all this violence. There's an A certificate on it for a reason. Yeah,
well, it's not really, because like I was saying to Andy, while it's got all these like fatalities and that, Splatterhouse has got one thing that hasn't. You can't pull someone's spine out through their arsehole in Mortal Kombat.
but Lord knows it wouldn't stop them trying. No. With some of us, so
I haven't even seen all the moves on the newest one. To be totally honest, I'll have to look that up on YouTube.
Look on YouTube.
You mean the move when he pulls one out of their ass? I haven't done that.
Nah, on Splatterhouse, that's like this massive monster, and once it's down, you can literally that's good. I can do it on Splatterhouse, but I mean on Mortal Kombat, like I've never seen any of the moves. Really, on the new one? Well, I've seen quite
a few, there's videos on there with all of them.
Yeah, the only one that I usually do the most, because I can remember it from the first one, if you've got classic Sub-Zero, I rips the head off. Forward, down, forward, high punch.
Yeah, they've all got their old classic combinations for it. Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat 4, and I tell you, Mortal Kombat Annihilation, the film, can go get hold of Scorpion and go burn in hell.
I'm saying that, it was a cartoon thing, yeah? It was sort of done in what it claimed at the time on the video. It was done in like cutting edge computer graphics. It was in 3D. It was shit. Nothing like Mortal Kombat. It didn't even have any blood in it. It was a kid's sort of thing, but it was rubbish. Just trying to cash in on it.
Yeah, definitely. So they were just trying to. It's all good. But we need to erase the memory of Mortal Kombat 4 from our memories.
Yes,
it's just terrible. It's just terrible. Okie dokies, people. Right, that's the first four Mortal Kombat games, and us giving our own honest opinions. Mel, give us your summary on the series up to 4.
Street Fighter's better. We're just Street Fighter 2. But yeah, they are good. I'm not saying like, because what I don't want to do is say, come on here, saying that these games are shit, because I don't think they're shit. I think they're very good, but I don't think they're anywhere near as good as the Street Fighter games, personally, myself.
Okay, Will? Wake up, Will.
I do like more combat more than Street Fighter, but I'm not a huge fighter fan. I'm not a huge fan of them, but I do enjoy playing Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, it is a good game. For myself personally, and the first two are great, are well worth playing, but the third one's... Yeah, it's playable, and the fourth one should just go burning hell. Right, Andrew, final thoughts?
I don't mind the Mortal Kombat series. So yeah, the first two games are excellent. The third game is it's not a bad game. It's not bad. But yeah, the fourth one is just totally dire. But yeah, I agree with Malcolm on this one. I'm definitely more of a Street Fighter person. I definitely prefer the Street Fighter 2 games to Mortal Kombat.
Especially
although when it comes to the Amiga, it's the other way around.
Yeah, the Amiga versions are much better. Don't even bother with Street Fighter 2 on the Amiga.
Oh, definitely not.
Oh yeah, I definitely agree on that one. I think we all prefer Street Fighter that a little bit better. Okay, right, news us in. We're having a month off, people.
Yes.
There'll be no show, and we'll be back around, I think it's around the 3rd of September, I think it is.
Yes, we will.
We will be back. So this is episode 16. We've done 16 episodes continuously. So we're having a well-deserved break. Yep. Malcolm, you going to be getting up to anything?
No, not as far as I know, not really.
No, what? No, Andrew, anything planned for the next month?
Probably not, actually. I know it's my MOT next month, but probably because the Olympic stuff come out, probably be getting a lot of hours at work and stuff. So, but yeah, unfortunately, either next month or round about September, probably definitely be getting a new computer.
So hopefully a PC one.
Yeah, hopefully a PC.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, my parents are still contemplating as to whether they want my old Mac or not. So we'll have to wait and see. I mean, it might have to be another Mac. I don't know, but we'll have to wait and see.
Let's hope not. Let's see. Will, any plans for the month?
Probably just catch up with some Sentais and Bob Camaraderie as well, and play video games.
Oh, definitely. Well, you guys will know, I'm off to Holland in August.
Yes, you're visiting Blim, aren't you?
Yep, I'm going out. So, right. So to our fans, circle your calendar. We will be back on Monday, the 3rd of September.
Yes. So don't celebrate too soon. We'll be coming back in full force.
Yep. Yeah, definitely back full first. And hopefully, Andrew, Mr. Potty Boy, will be joining us as well on a more regular basis.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
Yes. So all goes well. Right. Thank yous going out. Because there's four of us, we need to spread them out a little bit more. Will, you say the first thank yous.
To everybody on the Retro Asylum and also on YouTube as well.
On YouTube. The adoring public.
Yes.
So to our fan base who actually do listen to us on there as well.
Thank them as well.
Yeah. Malk, anybody you wish to thank?
Yeah. Andy, Potty Boy, everyone.
He's right here.
I'm used to saying it. Everyone basically... Like was already said, from YouTube and the Retro Asylum, and anyone who's subscribed on YouTube.
Yep. Well, anything you'd like to say?
Pretty much everybody else. Really, just thanks to everyone over at the Retro Asylum. Obviously, Andy, Swainy, Glenn, and of course, everybody else on the. But everybody else on the site, you know, Denaris and co.
Yep, all that lot. We'll also mention Buzz Pop as well for his little odd pod.
Oh yeah,
it is an odd little show, but we love him for it.
it's a good show.
Yes, it's a good little show. He's a one man army.
I've been watching his videos on YouTube on his collection and that.
And I think I've subscribed to him as well. So,
yeah.
This guy. He's pretty looker. Like I say, he's a lone soldier out there. He's getting used to his podcast, and I reckon it'll just get better over time. Send out another word to the Gamer Dads as well. They're back up and running. Arcade and Retro shut down. I was talking to Andy the other day about that.
Oh,
and yeah, they stopped.
What?
Yeah, Arcade and Retro. Yeah, the Irish team, they're not making them.
What? Anymore.
No, I'm not too sure why. But they are still up on iTunes.
Oh.
So you can listen to their old stuff. I do recommend it, because they're the retro game fat finders. Oh, talking of iTunes as well, we've had another 5-star review.
Oh yeah, who's that from?
Yay. This one is from Tony2000. No idea who that is, but thank you very much for 5 stars. And he says, just discovered this podcast in the past few days and have nearly caught up already. Wow. He's gone through nearly 15 hours of podcasting. That is dedication. I thank you, my friend. Great banter. These guys know their stuff when it comes to retro gaming, and they also hate Alex Kidd. What more could you ask for?
Yeah. What did you and Matt called him? A jughead twat.
Yeah. The Jughead twat.
No, you know what, I think I'll review one kiddie crew, one it's kid game just for you.
To be fair, some of the games ain't too bad, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I actually got Alex Kidd in Shinobi World on my Master System.
The one
now,
on the Mega Drive's pretty good.
Yeah,
only one 16-bit appearance and he begged off.
Yeah, that's true.
Why it didn't do more?
Because Sonic the Hedgehog kicked his rear end.
Yep.
And I always used to... Sorry, mate, what were you going to say?
Well, there's one game only released in Japan. I can't remember his code now. Apparently, he works at one of the Sega stores as a retailer. Poor bastard.
Alex Kidd in Slave Labor World.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, I used to like Wonder Boy myself, and then they got rid of that as well.
Yeah, well. Well, we know Sega like getting rid of stuff that we really like, so. Anyway.
Sega's got an ear up his sleeve.
I've got one more big thing to say. Thanks to you guys for allowing me to be on this podcast.
no problems, mate. Any time, so you're more than welcome. Okay, got one more comment back from retro from the last episode as well, from Scoopy as well. Nice one, guys. He actually lives in New Zealand.
He emailed me on that. That's why I wanted to say that about, because he was on about Time Killers, how shit it was. And that's why I brought it up. Yeah, he reminded me.
To make Tony mad, he actually placed a comment on one of my videos saying Macs are great, by the way.
he's got a Mac,
hasn't
he?
Yeah. He's got a Mac. I wonder if he uses that for his gaming and stuff.
He might have.
I think Glenn's got one as well, I think.
Yeah, Glenn has.
Glenn has well.
Look, as well.
It's the thing is, I don't dislike Macs. They're very good machines. They're just too expensive.
That's the thing. They are very expensive. The reason why I'm thinking, when I get my computer, it might have to actually be a Mac, is because obviously I've got the restriction of this one restriction imposed upon me that I have to get a Mac. So. Someone in my family.
we'll make sure they cough up and get one of the biggest ones, the most powerful ones they can get.
Yeah.
But anyway, Scoopy says, nice one, guys. He's in New Zealand, and he doesn't remember ever seeing a single Spectrum in New Zealand during the 80s or the 90s. It was all Commodore 64, and the Amstrad was out there. Oh, wow.
Yeah. You'd think then, when they bought Spectrum out, they would have brought them out in other places, Amstrad.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
So it was all Commodore 64 out there. He's curious to know what the rubber keys felt like. I felt that it felt like touching a dead skin. Well, I've not been feeling up any dead bodies lately, so I can't really tell you that.
the Spectrum, I mean, obviously it's more the country where it's most popular in is obviously here in the UK, but it was also released in Spain as well. And apparently the Russian like their Spectrum clones as well.
Oh, they do. They still do today.
Mm.
Okay. All right then. So that's a wrap from us for this fortnight. So I say, please enjoy your time off for us. Well, we'll be back on the 3rd of September.
Yep.
We're not going to tell you what we got planned because, to give you truth, honestly, I don't know.
More things like that, I suppose.
Yeah. Shut up, you.
Yeah. It's all good in the end.
Yeah, shut up. I'm gonna melt down your copy of Symphony of the Night. I swear to God. Okay, so this is goodbye from me, ZXPEC Star.
Yeah, it's goodbye from me as well. Thanks for listening.
And it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me as well.